Chapter 1. My name is Lark Baugh, and I have my head in the clouds. Well, not really. If I had my head in the clouds, I'd be as big as a giant. That would be neat, though, because I'd finally be taller than my brother, Connor. He's my little brother, and he's way younger than me. Having my head in the clouds is something my Halmoni, that's Korean for grandmother, says when I start daydreaming and get distracted. Nope, that's not how you spell distracted. Distracted? Nope. Distracted. Distracted. I am trying hard to concentrate, only it's difficult because Connor and I are in a play, and I'm so excited. The K-M-U-N-I-T-Y? No, that's not how you spell community. C-A-H-M-O-U-N-I-T-Y? No. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y. Community. Theater is doing Alice in Wonderland, and both Connor and I got parts. He gets to be a tree and the white rabbit. I get to be the caterpillar and one of the flowers. Plus, we each have talking parts. Plusser, I get to do more talking than Connor. That part is the bestest. Being in a play means practicing very, very hard to memorize our lines. Connor and I were in the basement of our house. We had to be very, very quiet because it was early in the morning and we'd get in trouble if we woke up Mom, Dad, or Halmoni. I sat on the couch with Max, our dog. Connor stood in front of us. "Connor, you're doing it wrong," I said. He scowled. "No, I'm not." "Ugh, little brothers." "Yes, you are. You're just standing there." "Lark, I'm a tree. I'm being a very good tree." To prove it, he stood with his feet wide apart and lifted his hands to the sky. "See? That's a tree." "That's a stump with some branches." "You're a tree. You have to look like it." He dropped his hands and backed away. "No, no way. You're not painting my face green with that sticky makeup again. I still have some behind my ears, and it's been 2 days. I sighed. "I'm not talking about face paint. I'm talking about being a tree. They don't just stand there. They move if there's a breeze. Look at me." I stood with my feet wide apart and raised my arms. Then I wiggled my fingers and swayed my arms from side to side. "Like this." "But there's nothing in the script about a breeze," he said. "You're an actor. You're supposed to use your imagination and pretend big things. You should listen to me. After all, I'm older." "You are not." "Much older." "Twins, Lark. We're twins. And you're only older by 10 minutes. You should still listen to me because it's a good idea." Connor folded his arms. "Okay, I can wave my hands and pretend there's a breeze, but I need a break. Let's practice your part." "I was practicing all last night in bed." "I know," said Connor. "I have the bunk underneath yours, and you're loud, even when you're trying to be quiet." I decided to ignore what he said and to be patient because I'm a very good big sister. I know I am. So does Connor, because I tell him that all the time. "Let's take it from the top," he said. That was the same thing Mr. Philopoulos, the play director, said when he started a rehearsal.
"It means we have to start at the first lines of the play."
I clapped my hands. "Wow, you sound just like a real director." Connor looked happy when I said that. See what I mean about being a very good big sister? Let's start at the part where Alice is chasing the white rabbit. Okay, I said. You pretend to be Alice. He nodded. Oh, Flower, did you see a white rabbit? I did. I pretended my arms were leaves and waved them excitedly. Connor frowned. Lark, you're a flower. They're soft, so you should be too. You should whisper your line instead of shouting it. And I don't think you should wave your arms so much. You look like you're in a hurricane or something. He had a good point. Okay, I won't wave my arms so much, but I have to be loud. If I'm not, the audience won't hear me. Yes, they will. You are very loud, even when you're trying to be quiet. Connor! See? Very loud. Ugh, little brothers. Anyway, I decided I'm a Venus flytrap. Their carnival? I couldn't remember the word. They're plants that hunt bugs and eat them, so I don't have to be soft. He shrugged. Okay, let's try again. Oh, Flower, did you see a white rabbit? He went to the left. Dramatically, I pointed to the left. Only I may have been a little too dramatic. My hand hit the lamp and it crashed to the floor. That scared Max. He jumped off the couch and ran away. Only he caught his paw in the lamp cord and dragged it along with him. The cord got wrapped around the table leg and everything went crashing to the ground. Thump, boom, smash! Connor and I looked at each other. A few seconds later, we heard the creak of a bedroom door opening. Then the sound of footsteps on the stairs. I held my breath. So did Connor. Mom and Dad can be kind of grumpy in the morning. The footsteps got closer and closer and closer. It was Halmoni. She's never grumpy with us, which is amazing because Connor can really bring out the grumps. She looked at us and smiled. It's time to take a break for breakfast. What do you think?